Hi, and welcome to the Calvary Foursquare podcast. Our goal at Calvary is to reach our community with the truth and love of Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 2:8, it says that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. So if you would like to find out more of who we are, you can go to our new website at TiptonCalvaryFoursquare.com or search for us on Facebook. Just search Tipton Calvary Foursquare. Thank you for listening and enjoy the podcast. Today, what I'm going to be talking about is relationships, just in general, relationships between a mom and a dad, like mom and dad with their children, children with their friends, and just the value of that and the importance of that. And during this season, our families are starting school, kids are going into sporting events, and we are being exposed to a lot of different relationships, and we kind of get into the mindset of, when we see someone else having this perfect, happy family, we begin to think, man, I wish I had that. I wish that was something that, you know, me and my kid had that relationship. Or you see, for you guys as teenagers, you see a group of friends at school, and you're just like, man, I wish I could be a part of that group. Man, I wish my friends were just as happy and go lucky as these kids are. And I don't know, this might be just me, or this might be just like something that, I don't know, that I'm weird about, but there's plenty of times where like, I'm going on social media, or I'm going on YouTube or somewhere, and I'm seeing someone that I've never met before, and just the way they talk and the way they talk about certain things, I'm like, yeah, him and I could be really good friends. Him and I would get along. And all of a sudden, I have like this fantasized relationship where I'm thinking, yeah, him and I would be best friends. I'd go over to their rich apartment and do all these cool things with, and I start dreaming about this amazing relationship, and I begin to think, that's not real. You know, that's not something that's actually ever going to happen. This guy is not going to just randomly come over and be like, hey, want to be friends? Like, that's just not going to happen. And so when we look at these relationships and we begin to fantasize about these things, what we're doing is we're looking at there's something missing in the relationships we have, and we begin to feel that empty void, and we begin to notice it. You know, for kids, it's really easy to make friends, right? They just see someone with a matching shirt, and they're just like, oh my gosh, like, we're friends. Like, we're matching. And all of a sudden, they're just best friends for the rest of the day. They don't have anything in common except that shirt, but yet they're going to be with each other because they're matching. Or if it doesn't matter what game you're playing, you see a group of kids playing a game, you don't care if it's death ball where you're going to die. You're going to join them just because you want to be playing a game, right? That was a little graphic, but I'm sorry. But when it comes to teenagers, it's a little bit more picky, right? You have certain values, you have certain things you are interested in, and that is such a valuable time to choose your relationships because you are deciding what you want to do in your future, you are deciding what you want in your life, and when you begin to choose those relationships will expose certain things in your life saying, hey, you know what, you know, football's really cool, and you begin to dive into the world of football, or you know what, astrology and like the study of, oh, I'm going to do this horribly wrong, but like space, like in general, is really cool. So I'm going to dive deep into that. And you begin building a community around that. And so you're being intentional on the friendships that you have. And all of a sudden, you're just kind of getting into the set of, I really don't have many friends because I'm not like a lot of other people. Or you're not really being picky on your friends. So you're just letting whoever you want come into your life. And parents, you guys have a really huge role in both of these because you guys are influencing those children day in and day out. This past month, I have been preparing what our Next Gen Ministry is going to look like for Sunday school and for youth group. And during my meeting on Wednesday with our youth and student leaders for Sunday school, I brought up this really interesting fact that our curriculum pointed out. And it's that on an average week, you're in Sunday school, your student is in Sunday school for about an hour or so. And so throughout the entire year, whether it's family vacations or you just couldn't make it, on average, that Sunday school teacher is probably getting close to 40 hours a year with your student. You guys as parents throughout a year, on average, have about 3,000 hours with your student. And so you guys, whether you realize it or not, those kids are always watching you. Those kids are seeing what you're doing. Those kids are just being, just simple watchers and imitators. How many times have you seen your kid walking in your shoes or walking in your husband or wife's shoes or wearing their clothes, or all of a sudden you hear them and you're like, Did you get that from your dad? Like, you just start hearing things and you're just like, man, they're literally picking up everything. You guys as parents have a huge role in that relationship that you have with your kid. And when we talk about relationships and we talk about getting close with one another and we talk about growing, we can all agree that the struggle is real, right? Nothing ever comes easy. We as humans often mess up. We as humans are always not perfect. So something will happen where we didn't really think something through and it really hurt someone, or we didn't know, you know, what the outcome was, and it hurts that relationship with that person. And some of us, especially as teenagers, for you guys during this time, there's a lot of things that you guys think about in your friend group, like the fact that, you know, every few weeks I see friend groups always changing, right? People are always coming in, people are always coming out. And when you really think about that, and you think about the fact that your friends are always changing, you don't really have that one or two group of friends that you're really close with, right? That you're really open to, that you feel like you can trust that person. Because there's so many people coming in and out of your life, you don't have that person to be open with. Or maybe you don't feel like you have real friends. You know, your friend group is great, but they don't really invite you to things, or you're not quite sure, you know, what's going on, and you just kind of feel left out majority of the time. Parents, I know sometimes, I'm not a parent, so I don't really know. This is just based on from what I hear. I'm not going to try to coach on parenting or anything like that. But I know for a lot of us talk about we want to know more about our kids' lives. We want to be more active and involved, and we just don't know how. And I know a lot of that is probably coming from when you see a relationship that other parents have with their children. You're like, man, I want that. I can do that from like a children's perspective. Like, I had a great relationship with my parents, but there was always times where I would see like my friends, you know, interacting with their parents, and I'd be like, man, you know, that's really cool. I wish I could do that with my parents sometimes, like going on these fun vacations or joking around in these certain ways. And I always kind of like fantasized these different little things. So I know like with relationships, there's always something that we want from them. Can you guys agree with that? So when it comes to friendship, the focus really is, who are they in our lives? What are we actually getting out of it in our lives? Family, I mean, family's family. You can choose like who's in your family, but when it comes to parents and children, that's who you got. That's who you need to work with, and that's already your targeted audience. And so if you want to learn about how to grow in those relationships and you see that fantasy that you have of, man, I really wish we had that, we're going to talk about how we can get to that point. Are you guys ready? So, well, I guess not, but that's fine. All right. Are you guys ready? There we go. Cool. So today we're going to talk about the Gospels. We're going to talk about Jesus. Today we did communion, symbolizing the Last Supper, and that's actually what we're going to be focusing on is the first five books of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were actually written by Jesus' disciples, people that were closest to him, people that he built relationship with. So Jesus' life, Jesus, his life, from what we have, is based on the relationships he had with these people. It was all through that outcome. And so today we're going to talk about, our passage is going to come from John. John is self-proclaimed as the one that Jesus loved most. He is Jesus' closest friend in this group. He's the one that has the closest relationship with Jesus, so he has probably the closest interpretation that we can best suit for a relationship. And so what we're going to look at is actually before the Last Supper actually happened and how Jesus handled the situation. So during this time, Jesus knew what was going to happen. Jesus knew that he was going to die on the cross. He knew that he was going to be dying for our sins, and he was going to go through this tremendous pain. And just like a lot of us, we have a lot of times where we struggle in life. We have things that we know that are coming up that we're not excited for. And Jesus, he does this really interestingly and kind of gives us a symbol of how to act. And so he invited his people over to his house, and he did this. In John 13, 4 through 5, it says this. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. So Jesus, during this time, if you actually think about the disciples, actually I'll talk about the disciples, when you are walking in this community, you didn't have Skechers, you didn't have Yeezys, you didn't have Nike, you had sandals. You had sandals that you walked everywhere, and these roads are dirt roads, and there are donkeys, there's horses, there's camels that are pooping and peeing all over the place. So by the end of the day, your feet are disgusting. Like, I mean, even us today, when we wear flip-flops, by the end of the day, our feet already look disgusting without any of that, right? And so Jesus is now taking the step of saying, hey, I know the struggles that I'm having, but I'm going to move that aside and symbolize what I want for our friendship by serving you and being the proactive person in this situation. He went down and washed the disciples' feet, even though he knew the pain that was coming from him. And that gets me to wonder of our relationships. When we are struggling and we are having a really hard time, what do we do with our relationships? And I can tell you, we don't really serve other people. I know I don't. I kind of wait for it to see what my friends do for me. You know what I mean? We kind of tell them about our worries. We tell them about everything that's going on. And we kind of see, what can I get from my friends? What can I get from my husband and wife? What can I get, you know, from the people around me? What is it that I can gain from this relationship? But that is the exact opposite of what Jesus did. Jesus was proactive in the relationship he wanted. He was the initiator of serving others, and that sent the example for the disciples to build the church the rest of the way to go. And so a lot of times when we think about relationships and we think about like even going into our community, we often react based on how we feel. We often, like if we're having a bad day, we're going to be snarky, we're going to be, you know, a little bit on edge, we're going to say some things that we don't really like. But then what kind of tone does that send to your friend group? What kind of tone does that send to the people around you? They're not really going to be wanting you to be that inclusive. They're not going to want you to be around as much as you want to because you're snarky. Like, no one wants a snarky person around them. But if you look at, by Jesus' example, being proactive and saying, God, I want this relationship. I want to have this friend group. I want to do this community thing with my group of friends, and you just don't know how. Just take the first step and be proactive. Send that first text message for you teenagers. If you want to hang out with your friends, be the initiator of the conversation. Be the initiator of the one that says, hey, you know what? Let's go hang out at my place. Make sure you ask your parents first, though. That might be a little off sometimes. I know, like, for when I was a kid, there would be some times where I'd have friends over, and I forgot to tell my parents. And my parents would be like, oh, well, it was great that you had them over, but next time, can you let us know a little bit ahead of time? I'm like, oh, yeah. Sorry, Mom. But if you are proactive in your relationships and you begin to see what you want out of a relationship and start doing that to others, they'll start doing that to you. When you look at Jesus' greatest commandments, it's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. And so if you love those friends the way that you want to be treated, sure enough, they'll do the same to you. If you start complimenting people because you know, that's just the right thing to do, they'll, you know, start complimenting you back. You know, you'll start getting those back and forth relationships. And so for parents, for the relationships that you kind of want to desire, kind of like set goals for yourself, set goals on, you know, this is kind of what I want to talk about, and just be that example that you want your kids to have. And one really great example that I have is when I was 8 years old, I went to a summer camp. And during summer camp, that's where I first accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And then I took the next step, and I started praying in tongues. I started praying in the Holy Spirit at that same time. But I didn't really know how to. But what I did know is that every morning, when I was even being driven to daycare, driven to school, my mom would be praying for our family. She'd be praying for our pastor. She'd be praying for our friend group. And then all of a sudden, she would start praying in tongues to kind of like fill that extra time till she got to work. And so when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I was in worship, and we were just having, you know, that time with God, I just kept remembering my mom and what she was saying in tongues over and over again, and I kind of memorized what she said, and I was like, this is the right thing to do. So I started just repeating what my mom was saying. And so I never knew how to pray in tongues, but because I had the example of my mom, I started praying in tongues and knew how to start. And sure enough, it became my own language, and I started finding out what God had for me. But it all became because my mom set the example, whether she realized it or not, just driving to work every single day. And so be the person that you want the people around you to be. That's basically what I'm saying. A lot of times, I have my values somewhere. So for me, when I was kind of like going through this and it was really digging inside myself about these relationships that I have with people around me and what do I want, and I began searching like, what are the qualities, you know, that I have? And I want to see if any of these relate to you guys. When I have a relationship, I want to feel valued. I want to feel like I have meaning with this person, that this person would feel like they're losing something if I was gone. The next one is I want to feel included, right? I want the people to send me text saying, hey, we're going to go out and do this. Do you want to join? Hey, we're going to go watch a movie. Do you want to be a part of that? And then the next one is I want to feel noticed, right? If you are doing something good for your friend, you want them to acknowledge what they're doing. I love it when kids, they come up to me and they'll have this drawing that they just drew of like their house, their family, and like me somewhere in the mix, or it's like a car or something like that. I'm like, oh, wow. This is amazing, like, good job. And they feel noticed when I say that, and all of a sudden, they go back to their coloring board, and they draw another one that took 5 seconds, and they come and keep bringing me, like, 3, 4, 10 more after that, and all of a sudden, I have a huge stack of coloring pages from this kid. Why? Because they felt noticed, because they knew that I was taking value in the effort that they were doing. And lastly, that they just feel important, right? I want to feel important in someone else's life. I want to feel like I have that value, that significance. And so now that I've written those down and I know what I want out of those relationships, how can I be proactive in that? How can I be the one to do that in my friend group? And how can I begin to initiate that conversation? Because honestly, when you are doing these different things, that's change. And we all can agree that change is uncomfortable and it's weird, right? And now you're doing it with your friends, so now it's really awkward. So you're like, hey, you want to come hang out sometime? Like, you're just like, it's just kind of weird, right? You're just like, I don't know how to say it. I don't know what to do. Or like, for parents, when you guys start conversations with your kids, trust me, I already know how this goes because it happens on Wednesday. How's your day at school? Fine. What'd you do? Nothing. Like, and you start, and you're just like, okay, what do I do now? What do I ask? Like, I don't know what to do. And you just start thinking of just different ways. Like, hey, how was hanging out with, I don't know, Jerry today? I just thought of a random name. I don't know who Jerry is. But, you know, you just start asking more specific questions and just start kind of digging deep a little bit more. And this will be a side note. I'm really excited for this new children's curriculum because we have this thing called parent cues. And what parent cues are take-home lessons that are based on what we are teaching on Sunday. And so what they are is they are designed questions and designed answers for you guys to have those conversations with your kids. Because we believe, again, like I said, you guys have 3,000 hours at home to have that influence, to have that conversations, those talks. And how amazing would it be if they start practicing their faith outside of Sunday school, outside of church? Because whether, and like defining, what is practicing faith? Practicing faith is just talking about Jesus in general. Like you are being invested in it. You are discovering more of who he is. A simple prayer is practicing faith. So we kind of like think that you have to be this immaculate, you know, super long prayer. But if you ask a kid just to pray and they say, dear Jesus, let's have a good day, amen. That's practicing faith right there because they just acknowledge Jesus in their life. It's small step. Small step, small victory. But hey, it's a victory, right? And so with these parent cues, with these resources that this curriculum offers, I'm really excited to see how we can empower you guys as families to really grow and to be like-minded in the kingdom. And so I kind of want to end with this. I always end early. Way to go. All right? Ultimately, when you start doing these things and you are being the proactive person and you are trying to create these changes, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be the way you expect it because nothing ever goes the way we expect it. I mean, come on, right? And ultimately, you're going to feel better off by doing it. Why? Because you are working something in yourself ultimately. You are overcoming some insecurities. You're overcoming these lies that are part of your life, saying that I'm not good enough. I don't deserve these friends. I'm not qualified to do these things. And when you start being proactive in those things and kind of reacting, or not reacting, but you're being proactive in the situation, then you are growing yourself in that process. And ultimately, you'll be better off with the relationships because those relationships will be better because you are being proactive in those. And so that's just kind of what I want to end on for you guys is what is it that you fantasize about in relationships? Like, start, you know, capturing those things and really digest, what do I want that is from this fantasy? What do I want in this relationship? And start listing out some of those values, some of those qualities, and see how you can be proactive in that in little ways. Like I just said, teens, it's sending the first text. Parents, it's starting those conversations. It's all of these little things that are just practicing your faith, whether you realize it or not. You don't have to always do a 7-day fast and be in a room 24/7. It just starts with those little steps. All right, you can get there eventually, and those things are great. Don't get me wrong. But what are the little things that you are doing besides that? And so that's just what I want to end with, and I'll just end us in prayer, and Rick will lead us. Dear God, just thank you. Thank you for the word that you have placed in my heart. Thank you for the vision that we have here at this church and the mission that is going to be coming forward, Lord. I just pray for us as a family, Lord, us as a church, Lord, that we continue to build these relationships, Lord, that we begin to create a healthy environment and that is just on fire for you, God, that is just focused solely on what you want for us as a church, Lord, and that we are, Lord, the words that keep coming to my heart are just contagious, Lord, that we are a contagious group of people, that our fire will just be spread out through our community, that as we continue to build these relationships and as we continue to invest in one another, that there is a contagious presence inside of us, that when people see us in the community, they'd be like, I want that. I want to be a part of that. I want to be included in that. I just don't know how. And that we start drawing the community in. We're not doing it with our amazing programs, Lord. We're not doing it because we look nice, because we're an amazing group, but because of you, Lord, that you are the contagious part of it. You're the one that's working in the midst of us, God. So God, I just pray that as we enter into this time of worship, Lord, that you just begin to work in us those little things to improve our relationships, Lord, to work on our relationship with our husband and wife, to work on our relationship with our children, and for our friends and our community, Lord, that you just begin to pour out just your love and your fire inside of us, and the courage, Lord, to take that step and to ask those questions and to grow in that relationship, God. So God, I just pray and I thank you for this time to come up here and to share your word, Lord. And I just pray blessings over every single one of these members, Lord, and that we will go out and we will see you in everything that we do.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to hear more of our messages or find more information on who we are, you can find us at TiptonCalvaryFoursquare.com or on Facebook. Just search Tipton Calvary Foursquare Church. Thank you again for listening and have a good day.